says in verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And here's a key point that I want to make here, or that the Word of God makes, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Here's what is so key about this. When the Bible says that the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, we don't want to misunderstand the word of there. It's not saying he's not going to speak about himself, because he does speak about himself. He is the author of the Word of God. Holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Does the Bible talk about the Holy Spirit? Yeah, the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit. So what? That's the Holy Spirit talking about the Holy Spirit. So yeah, he does speak about himself in the sense that the Bible talks about him and he led the Scriptures to be written in that way. When the Bible says he does not speak of himself, the of there is the source. He's not speaking from himself. It's not coming up. You know, when the Bible says we're to be of God and not of the world, you know, what does that mean? It's talking about, you know, there's a certain ideology that the source of that ideology is this world, and then there's a certain ideology where the source is God the Father, and we want to be of the Father, we want to be of God, we want to be different than this world. And so the Bible is saying here, the Holy Spirit's not going to speak of himself, meaning that he's not going to make up things on his own and just basically just come up with his own revelations for you. What is the Bible? Get the context. He'll not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Do you see the difference there? He does not come up with things on his own to reveal to us, but rather whatsoever he hears, that he speaks. And he will show you things to come. And then look at verse 14. This is reiterated. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit is basically taking what he gets from Jesus and revealing it unto us. Now, why is this important? Why am I making a big deal about the fact that he does not speak of himself? And if you know, if you speak Spanish, you probably understand this use of of. Who here speaks Spanish tonight? A couple people. You know, if you want to say where you're from, you'd say, soy de Arizona. And that means I'm of Arizona, you know, or I'm from Arizona. But that word de also means of. You know, it's the same word, of or from or whatever. And so that's the way this of is functioning here. You know, he's not going to speak of himself from his own self, but rather he's going to take of mine and show it to you. Whatsoever he hears, that's what he's going to speak. The reason that's important is because we have people getting extra biblical revelations. Oh, well, the Holy Spirit told me X, Y, and Z. But in reality, that's not how the Holy Spirit works. He doesn't just start talking to you and telling you stuff out of the blue. What he does is he takes of mine, Jesus said, he'll take of mine and show it to you. So he uses the Word of God to speak to us. He basically speaks to us the words of Christ, the things of Christ, because Jesus is the Word. Amen. You know, you got the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Well, do a little fill in the blanks. If it's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, we know that Jesus is the Word. And so Jesus is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. And so he's going to take of the Word of God and show it unto us. And so when people just start telling you these extra biblical revelations or special revelations, well, the Holy Spirit told me, you know, to do X, Y, and Z, you know, chapter and verse, please, on that. Because a lot of times these extra biblical revelations conflict with what the Bible says. Right. And I saw a great quote on Facebook where it said, you know, if extra biblical revelations conflict with the Word of God, they're false. Amen. Right. And if extra biblical revelations line up with the Word of God, then they're unnecessary. Think about it. If they contradict the Bible, they're wrong. And if they're saying the same thing the Bible says, we don't need them because we've already got the Bible. So count me out of trying to receive extra biblical revelations. You know, I believe I've got everything I need right here. Now, you don't believe in the Holy Spirit to reveal and teach you. Hey, the Holy Spirit is revealing things to me every day, teaching me every day, comforting me every day, but he's using this to do it. This is the sword that he uses. This is the sword of the Spirit. This is his instrument. This is what he takes of this. And this is a lot of material for him. He's got 31,000 some verses to work with. He doesn't just speak of himself, just coming up with new things. He takes of Christ's word and he shows it unto us. He explains it. He expounds it. And that keeps him busy. I mean, he's got a great ministry to teach and expound this giant book of amazing truth. And so extra biblical revelations, beware of them. Oh, God told me X, Y, and Z. You better check that with Scripture. And here's what I used to think. I remember when I was a teenager, I had this thought. When I'd hear people saying, oh, God told me this, God told me that, God told me this. Here's what I thought. I thought, well, slow down. Let me take out my pen and let me write that in the back of my Bible because it's God's word. Right? And I'm just going to keep, I mean, my Bible should come with a whole bunch of blank pages in the back for everything God keeps telling you. God told me this. God told me that. Slow down. Let me write that down because we're penning new scripture. If it's supposedly the word of God, we better all write it down. We better all keep adding. And folks, it's not the way it works. The Bible's complete. You know, there was a time when God was revealing new scripture, but sorry, Joseph Smith, sorry, Brigham Young, that ship has already sailed. Okay? We've got the whole Bible. And you can tell just by reading the Bible that it's done. You know, Genesis to Revelation, it's just, it all fits real neatly. And it's like the next thing we're looking for is even so, come Lord Jesus. And the book of Revelation, you know, this is what's at hand. This is what's happening. And, you know, the end. That's my Bible at the end says the end, you know. So it's not like, oh, another testament of Jesus Christ. And isn't it funny how the Old Testament is constantly prophesying of the New Testament? But isn't it funny how the New Testament never tells us, hey, there's a third testament coming. Hang out for it. Hey, the Book of Mormon's coming. Hey, the Quran's coming. Why doesn't it tell us that the Quran's on its way or that the Book of Mormon's on its way? Because it's not on its way. It tells us that we're going to see him when he comes in the clouds.